Last Mishnah of the day, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. This is about not raising certain kinds of animals in restrictions. It says, Ein Megadlin Behema Daka Be'eretz Yisrael. You may not raise small animals that graze in the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael where people live, because there's an Isser of letting your property hurt other people's property or damage people's property. And if you're going to raise sheep, even if you have one little sheep, and you think you tie it to the foot of your bed, it doesn't matter. It'll get out sooner or later and eat your neighbor's tomatoes or trample his petunias. So therefore, you can't have grazing animals where people live, only out in the fields, far away. Behemadaka, you would even include, like, the Bryce says, like, foxes and gazelles and stuff. Okay. Of a Magadlin, Vesuria. You may, however, raise these animals in Syria. It's just a restriction there. It's out there in Syria, which is the modern-day Syria, basically, Aram Tzova, where David Melech captured the land, that is Mutar. And also, Midbaros Sheb Eretz Yisrael. Same goes in Eretz Yisrael. If you want to set up shop raising sheep in the Midbar, in the middle of nowhere, that's okay. You know, like Bedouin style. It's just in the city, you can't do it. Ein Megadlin Tarnagolim B'Yerushalayim. There's an issue of raising chickens, roosters, chickens, in Jerusalem. Mipnei Kachim, because we're afraid of the Kachim becoming tummy. The issue is that the chickens go and they peck in the Ashpa, and the garbage heaps. We're afraid there'll be dead rodents there. The chickens will schlep along pieces of dead rodents, even the size of a lentil's mouth, and that is a sheretz the size of an adashah, or a source of tumah. Everyone has like kachim all over the place in Yerushalayim, because people are bringing their kachim kalim, you know, their shlamim and their meiser behema and their toda. They're bringing them to eat back home with their families, and if the chickens are pecking around, schlepping along pieces of dead animal, dead sheretz, dead rodents, whatever, with them, they'll be matama the kachim, and therefore Jerusalem is a no chicken zone.
You didn't throw in a cage? I know someone who's pretty firm and they have some chickens in their backyard.
Well, because I'm not really afraid of the fact that there's kachim, because there are no kachim now. Okay. It's not a big deal. Right? Why should it apply now? There's no kachim. In Yerushalayim? Who was a Jerusalem? You know, I remember when I was a kid, when I was a young whippersnapper, I used to daven on the roofs in the old city, from Shacharis, in the Zilberman's shul. At Nate's. It was a great experience in the good old days. Anyways, so I used to wait to...
In the Arab
shop. Right, yeah, exactly, on the roof of the Arab shop. So the bracha, you say, Hanos l'sech vivina, who gave the sechvi understanding. So the pasha pshat, well, there's two pshat on what sechvi means. Either means like a sechvi is like means a chicken, or a rooster, or it means like your heart. They're connected. It doesn't matter why. But the point is, their shittas will say that you ought not to say that bracha until you hear the chicken... Crow, whatever they do, yeah. So people, no one is typically afraid of that, but I figured anyways, like I'm going to hear, I know there were chickens, I could hear chickens, so I'd wait to the bracha until I was walking to the shul and I heard the chicken, then I would know that I would say the bracha then. So I know for a fact there was chickens around there. I could hear them. But anyways, maybe they're Arab chickens, I don't know. Be that as it may, you can't raise chickens in Jerusalem because the kachim are around there. Below Kohanim Be'eretz Yisrael. Kohanim may not raise chickens anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why is because Kohanim don't have to worry just about kachim. They have to also worry about their truma, their trumas ma'isim, their challah, etc. They have other things that have to say tahor, so they don't want the chickens to schlep the stuff to be matama, the Kohanim stuff. So wherever the Kohanim are operating anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, they may not have chickens. But may have taharos, because things have to say tahor. Ein Megadlin Chazirim B'chol Makom. The rabbis forbade raising pigs under any circumstances in any place, even Chutz La'aretz. That is a gazer that happened after the story between the Hasmonean, the last scene of the Hasmoneans, you know, Aristobulus and Hyrcanus, who had wanted to besiege the other. Two different stories, I think, more. Not clear who was on the inside, who was on the outside, but whatever. Whoever it was, the guys on the outside besieged the city, and they were sending up everyday sheep to bring korbanos, and one nasty person who knew, like, Chachmas Yavanus, he was Antipater, the father of Herod, said, you know, don't send any more, you'll never win if you keep on sending up sheep on the Mizbeach. So they sent up a pig, and the pig stuck its little claws into the walls of Yerushalayim, and the Gemara says that the earth shook like 400 parcels on a sign, though it was like catastrophic, and the rabbi said that's a nasty thing to do, that Jews should bring offer, like stand up, you know, stop the tumid for the sake of their own personal gain, they're nasty people, and the rabbi said no more people should learn Chachmas Yavanus, though they're winking and whatever, nudging, and they also should not learn, they should not raise pigs, and that became an issur to raise pigs anywhere. Fine. A person may not raise a scary, nasty dog because it's going to scare people. Unless it is secured by a metal chain because it's going to scare people, make women miscarry and stuff like that. No good. That's usser. That would be true anywhere, even in Chutzlaretz, assuming the Kelev is a dangerous dog. If you have a little harmless, whatever, poodle, you could raise it, but scary dog's not. Ein porsin nishbim b'liyonim. Now, you may not spread bird nets, like bird traps, to catch birds. Ela imken haya rachuk mina yishuv shloshim ris, unless you're at a 30 ris. There's 7.5 ris in a mil, so it's like a 4 mil, which is like, say, let's call it 4 kilometers range of where people are living. What does that mean? That means like this. Normally, if you're raising, there's two ways to raise doves or whatever they call pigeons. Either you can raise them by hand, like the normal way, and then they're yours. And of course, if someone would steal those, there's a thief, midoraisa. But then the other way people do it is they basically set up like dove cotes and let the wild pigeons come and roost there. They never made a formal kinnon on the, they don't actually take a maisa kinnon to make the pigeon theirs. They just set up shop and the pigeons come and they leave their eggs and they eat them and leave their, you know, guano and they use it for fertilizer, whatever the story is. So the point is, these pigeons are not technically midoraisa, the owners. They just are, you know, practically his. So then midoraisa, you could really be able to steal those birds. So the rabbi said that's not nice. So the rabbi said no setting up birds' nests to trap pigeons within 4 mil, 30 ris, of where people are raising birds, which could, by the way, be in aggregate 100 miles. It could be far, it's like 100 mile radius. There's no nets allowed because they're, you know, every few kilometers another guy raising birds. You can't do that. That's the din midorabanan. So people shouldn't steal each other's birds, and that's that. So that is the end of the seventh parak.